The content of this program is intended for print and vision, for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jim Cronin from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I should be reading you from the Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Okay, let's start off with Live Long and Prosper. That sounds like something from Star Trek. However, this has a picture of a piggy bank with bright sunglasses, stacks of coins, $20 bill stuffed in its hat brim, wearing a straw hat, and you can't avoid getting old, but decisions you make now about how you spend your day and your money will have a dramatic impact on the quality and quantity of your life. Of course, for us that are all already old, that's kind of passe, but we'll read it anyway. We combed the latest research and talked to health, financial, and wellness experts to uncover the most important things we can do to keep the spring in your step and a healthy balance in your bank account through the years. Start by taking the Live Long and Prosper quiz to get a sense of how prepared you are now. Then read on to see what the experts recommend for everyone, including themselves. Yes equals 1 point, no equals 0 point. Live Long and Prosper quiz. Do you claim your employer's 401k match? Americans missed out on an estimated $24 billion in unclaimed matches. Do you eat beans 3 times a week or more? Well, longevity researcher Dan Butner was studying the Earth's longest-living people located in so-called blue zones. He learned that the cornerstone of every blue zone diet is beans. Blue zones eat about 4 times as many beans on the average American. Beans are loaded with protein, iron, and zinc. They also contain fiber, folate, and potassium. And they're low in fat. Butner even includes them in his breakfast. Number 3. Have you applied for a new credit card recently? Credit cards offer all sorts of benefits, from cash back to points and interest-free promotional periods, and they can mean money for you. Of course, you need to invoice interest charges and pay the full balance every month. But if your credit score is high, 700+, taking out a new card every year or two to reap the newest reward isn't going to significantly dent it. Did you take a nice long vacation last year? According to a 40-year study of European businessmen, participants who took fewer than 3 weeks of vacation annually were 27% likely to die in a given year than those who didn't skimp on taking time off. Number 5. Have you considered investing in exchange-traded funds, ETFs? Like mutual funds, ETFs invest in a range of stocks, bonds, and commodities, which helps spread the overall risk. The ETFs have much lower fees because they don't have teams of managers making decisions about what to invest in, and they often cost you less in taxes. That's because ETFs are often theme-based, so in other words, you might have one that does preferred stocks, one that does tech stocks, one that does healthcare stocks, and they don't trade them within the fund as much. Do you have a close group of friends? It sounds simple, but several studies show that people with strong social relationships live longer and better. One landmark study found that among people whose brains showed early markers for developing Alzheimer's, those with close friends and family warded off cognitive decline longer than those who were less social. Another found that a solid friend network gives you the same longevity boost as quitting smoking. Can you open jars with your hands? Researchers have found that grip strength is a leading health indicator. Men with a grip strength of 57 pounds have a lower rate of death from heart disease, cancer, and lung disease. For women, the threshold is a grip strength of 35 pounds. Test your grip strength by holding a bathroom scale on the side and squeezing. Do you spend less time, 3 hours per week, on social media? According to the book The Next Millionaire Next Door, millionaires spend an average of 2.5 hours per week on social media. The average for all Americans, 14 hours per week. Do you plan to, number 9, do you plan to wait until you are 67 to draw Social Security benefits? Wait until 67, which is considered full retirement age, means your monthly check will be almost double what it would be if you started drawing at 62, the youngest age at which you collect benefits. If you wait until age 70, your payments will be about 24% higher. Do you think of yourself as young? Mind over matter can be powerful. Studies tracking healthy middle-aged people into old age found that those with a positive attitude about getting old were less likely to die over the course of the study. One possible reason, their youthful outlook made them less likely to abandon physical activity and more likely to eat healthy over the years. Score, 9 to 10 if you're prepared. Our bet is that you already follow most of the 30 suggestions we offer here. True? 5 to 8. You've got some work to do. Fortunately, the tips have power to add years and wealth to your life. and 0 to 4, you are stuck in the present, not in a good way. Those recommendations are given with you in mind. And here are the recommendations. Take these steps for body, mind, and wallet. Take stock. Write down 3 things you're grateful for each day. This simple exercise helps rewire your brain for greater happiness. Studies show that people who are grateful report better sleep, stronger relationships, fewer aches and pains, and lower blood pressure. Sean Acor and Michelle Grelian, happiness researchers who are married to each other, share positive things about their days with one another. It's a simple 2-minute habit that allows us to learn about high moments and feel more connected, Gieslin says. Number 2, use the snowball method. The average American has more than $5,000 in credit card debt. Not sure how to start tackling yours? Pay off one balance at a time. Study shows that polishing off your smallest balance first can motivate you to pay off the bigger debts, and a strategy called the snowball method. That worked for Sammy Womack, mother of 3, who blogged about her family's 3-year journey to pay off their debt at sunnysideoflife.com. When we first added up our debt, our 4 smaller debts totaled less than $100. And I realized I could pay them off right away, said Womack, who is now a budgeting coach. It was a quick win, and it felt so good that I was most motivated to do more. Number 3, hit the cold showers. It's no fun when you're in these but exposing your body to less than comfortable temperatures is an anti-aging tactic that also improves mood and boosts immunity, said Harvard University geneticist David Sinclair, Ph.D., author of Lifespan, Why We Age and Why We Don't Have To. Being cold turns on longevity genes and generates healthy brown fat across your back, which may protect against obesity, Sinclair says. I go to the gym most weekends with my son. We lift weights, jog a bit, and hang out in the sauna before dunking in an ice-cold pool. Number 4. Drive an old car. The bigger point is to live below your means. When Sarah Stolle, Fowlaw, PhD, and her father, Thomas Stanley, PhD, researched the book The Next Millionaire Next Door, they learned that many wealthy people are quite frugal. What really differentiates people who accumulate wealth from others is not their income, but that they don't spend everything they earn, Stanley Fowlaw says. Most millionaires don't drive luxury cars, for example, and 28% drive a car that's at least six years old. Number 5, get moving. Yes, you've heard it before, but decades of research shows that exercise improves your health, lifts your mood, and lengthens your life. Fact, Harvard researchers found that as little as 15 minutes of moderate physical activity a day can increase your lifespan by 3 years. It also appears to keep your body young on the inside. Ball State University researchers found that people in their 70s who were lifelong exercisers were indistinguishable in many ways from healthful people 30 years younger. Number 6. Floss every day. Flossing doesn't just clean your teeth and freshen your breath. One study published in the Journal of American Heart Association found that older women with a history of periodontal disease had a 12% higher risk of early death, and those who had lost teeth had a 17% higher risk. Research shows that people with gum disease are significantly more likely to suffer from heart attack and strokes, and there are also links to pancreatic cancer, erectile dysfunction, and Alzheimer's disease. Scientists believe harmful mouth bacteria can enter the bloodstream, causing inflammation and other damage, and the best way to clear them is with a daily floss. Number 7. Find wasted money. Look at your bank and credit card statements or use an app such as Mint to track your spending for a few months, Womack recommends. You may be surprised. The first time I went back and looked at our spending records, it was a big kick in the stomach, he says. We were spending $800 a month on eating out. Crazy. Once you know where your money is going, you can set goals, create a budget, and start saving. Number 8. Get fresh air every day. Going outside, especially into a green space, is an easy way to boost your well-being and mental state, says Lori Gottlieb, a psychotherapist and the author of Maybe You Should Talk to Someone. I actually make it a point to go outside every day, she says. I'll walk around the block, breathe, and look at the sky. It's like pushing the reset button. Spending time in nature has been proven to lower stress and blood pressure, and University of Alabama researchers found that spending just 20 minutes in a park led to a 64% increase in satisfaction, even if you just sit on a bench. Number 9. Think about long-term care. About 70% of us will need long-term care at some point. Standard medical insurance doesn't cover it, and the costs are mind-boggling. Consider, a private room in a nursing home costs $92,000 a year, on average. Long-term care insurance is one option, but it can be expensive and difficult to qualify for. Author and financial planner Thomas C. Corley says he likes new hybrid policies that combine life insurance with long-term care coverage. You can use the death benefit for long-term care costs, but you don't need help. Your heirs get the payout when you pass away. Number 10, take a breather. Can't get outside today? A simple way to feel happier, reduce stress, and raise your energy is to take a short time out throughout the day to focus on your breath. It's easy. Simply close your eyes and take a few deep, slow inhales and exhales, focusing on nothing else. The benefits are physical and mental. Study shows that controlled deep breathing slows your heartbeat, relaxes your muscles, and stabilizes your blood pressure. Number 11. Beware of actively managed investments. Low-fee index funds track the returns of an investment index, such as S&P 500, and they cut your risk because you're investing in hundreds of stocks instead of just a few. They also outperform most actively managed funds over time. When Leif Christian Johnson of Toronto first started investing, he spent hours analyzing annual reports and picking individual stocks and funds. Then I realized my index funds were doing as well as my heavily researched investments, and they took no brain power, he says. Now Chris Jansen, who retired at age 32, invests almost entirely in index funds. Number 12. Know why you get up. Have a sense of purpose and you'll live longer. That's what a study of 6,985 adults published in May 2019 found. This positive mindset seemed as beneficial as exercising regularly and not smoking. And the outcome held true even when the researchers accounted for factors such as income and education level. Celeste Lee Pierce, Ph.D., the University of Michigan epidemiologist who conducted the study, told NPR that it doesn't matter what your life purpose is as long as you have one. For some, it might be raising children. For others, it might be doing volunteer work, she says. Where your life fulfillment comes from can be very individual. 13. Volunteer. Working in a local soup kitchen, tutoring a needy student, or helping the sick are all good for your health and happiness. Just don't overcommit. I mean, even recording stuff in the studio for people who are visually impaired to listen to can be good for your health. Volunteering regularly, at least once a month, is associated with increased life satisfaction and lower rates of depression. And it may reduce early mortality rates by 22%, according to a review in BMC Public Health. Number 14, use this mental trick to spend less. Pretend for a moment you are at the end of your life and ask yourself, what was important to me? Says Chris Reining, who saved enough to retire at age 37 by cutting his spending drastically and investing the savings. You're not going to say the bigger house, the fancier car, or the more glamorous job. You're going to say things, the family relationships, happiness. It's life-changing when you realize that most things won't make you happy. So the trick is learning to be satisfied with what you already have. 15. Work on your balance. Falls are one of the most overlooked health threats facing older adults, says Alan Castle, Ph.D., principal investigator for the Memory and Lifespan Cognition Lab at the University of California, Los Angeles, and the author of Better with Age, Psychology of Successful Aging. According to the CDC, the death rate from falls rose 31% from 2007 to 2016. Taking yoga or Tai Chi has been found to be especially effective, but you can sharpen your balance in less formal ways. I practice every morning when I'm brushing my teeth by standing on one leg for 1 minute and then switching, Castell says. That sounds like a good idea. 16. Stay married. Too late for that. With marriage come big gains in happiness, health, and longevity, says Robert Lehman, an economist of the Urban Institute. One large-scale review found that single men have a 32% higher risk of premature death across a lifetime compared with their married peers. Single women have a 23% higher risk. Marriage provides important social and economic support, even with things so simple as reminding you to eat better, go to the doctor, or take your medicine, Lehman says. Number 17. Start your day earlier. When Corley studied the routines of 177 self-made millionaires for his book, Rich Habits, he found that nearly 50% of them woke up at least 3 hours before their workday actually began. He says the research inspired him to wake up around 5 a.m. every day to read, exercise, and accomplish daily goals without interruption. Life has a way of disrupting the best laid plans, so this is a way to ensure that I get the things done that make me happy, he says. Number 18. Explore a side gig. You can spend hours trying to figure out how to cut your spending, or you can find a way to bring in some extra cash, says Branson Renfro, Ph.D., a certified financial planner in Marshall, Texas. These days, there are dozens of ways to earn money on the side, rent from your place on Airbnb, drive for your Uber, sell your handwork online. Most people have a skill they can monetize, whether it's writing, speaking another language, or building websites, says Renfro. His side hustles include owning rental properties and serving as a captain in the Army National Guard. Number 19, wait before you buy. If you're tempted to buy something expensive, force yourself into wait 24 hours, suggests Janet Bodnar, editor at large of Kiplinger's Personal Finance and author of Money Smart Women. Once I sleep on it, I have a clearer head and may realize I didn't really like it that much anyway, she says. Waiting can be especially effective on online shopping, as many websites are designed to encourage impulse buying. 20. Don't sit too long. The more time you spend sitting, the more likely you are to develop diabetes or heart disease and die prematurely. That's especially true if you don't exercise regularly, says Abby King, Ph.D., a professor of health research and policy at Stanford University School of Medicine. A 2017 study that tracked 7,985 adults over age 45 found that those who sat most had nearly twice the risk of dying over a four-year period compared with those who sat the least. Lower your risk by getting up every 30 minutes or so to take a walk. I wear a watch that reminds me to stand up and move at least once an hour, King says. I'll get a drink of water or walk around a bit. Number 21. Find a little ways to rev up your heart rate. Take the stairs, park a little farther away, or take a brisk walk at lunch. Writers of new federal activity guidelines intentionally set a minimum amount of physical activity you should get each day because new research shows that just a few minutes here and there pays health dividends, says King, who was co-chair of the 2018 Physical Activity Guidelines Advisory Committee. The thinking used to be, gee, I could walk to the coffee shop, but it's only 6 minutes, so it won't count, King says. Now I'll take that walk because I know there are immediate benefits in terms of anxiety, mood, and mental sharpness, as well as some longer-term benefits. In fact, researchers at McMaster University found that just 60 seconds of vigorous stair climbing boosted cardiovascular fitness. Number 22. Automate your retirement savings. You can't count on someone bailing you out if you fail to put away money now for the future life you want to live, says Sally Krajcik. Hey, I happen to know Sally Krajcik personally, CEO and co-founder of Elevest, a digital investment platform. Krajcik recommends having a set amount every month diverted from your paycheck to a tax-advantaged retirement fund, such as a 401k or an IRA, so you never get a chance to spend it. Then every time you get a raise, up your contribution, aim to set aside 10 to 50% of your income. It's unsexy, it's boring, but a dollar invested in a 401k is worth more than a dollar in a regular investing account because of the tax benefits, Krajcik says. That's how you become the millionaire granny. And Sally Krajcik will probably be a millionaire granny. She's a UNC graduate. Actually, she grew up in Chapel Hill. She became a big executive in several financial firms, one of which I was involved with, and I met her several times. She's a nice woman. Get enough rest. There's a growing amount of data linking sleep deprivation with disease and other health problems, says Scott Trapp, Ph.D., director of the Human Performance Lab at Ball State University. Studies show that the lack of quality sleep zaps your energy, ups your stress levels, and hurts your memory, weakens your immune system, and makes you more anxious and depressed. Then there's this. In one study, regular sleeping less than 7 hours a night was linked to a 12% increase of early death. The big sleep. 24. Get a new hobby. Doing crosswords and playing brain games are fine, but learning a new skill is your best bet to keep your mind sharp as you age. According to a study published in the Journal of Psychological Science, in the study, older adults who spent 3 months learning a complex skill such as quilting or digital photography improved their memory and cognitive function significantly compared with those who only socialized or did puzzles. The key, the researcher wrote, is to participate in a complex activity that requires active learning, such as studying chess strategy, taking up a new instrument, or enrolling in Spanish lessons. 25. Eat plant, not stuff manufactured in plants. Foods that come in trays, boxes, or bags usually have little nutritional value and a high calorie density, says Robert Lansing, Lustig, MD, an endocrinologist at the University of California, San Francisco, and offer a fair chance, fat chance. A recent study in JAMA Internal Medicine found a link between ultra-processed foods such as chicken nuggets, instant noodles, and packaged baked goods, and a higher risk of early death from all causes, especially cancers and cardiovascular disease. The study found that for every 10% increase in ultra-processed food consumption, there was a 14% increase in the risk of early death, even after adjusting for health, behavior, and socioeconomic characteristics. If I could suggest one change to someone's eating habits for health, it would be to eat real food, says Dr. Lustig says. 26. Buy memories, not stuff. If you're trying to decide between Caribbean Cruise and the latest iPhone, choose the cruise. Researchers have found that you'll derive more happiness from spending money on experience rather than on physical objects. Why? For one thing, studies show we get used to new material goods quickly, so the pleasure they bring disappears quickly. After an experience, on the other hand, you get a little burst of joy each time you remember it. Number 27. Skip one meal a day. There's a considerable research on animals that shows the health benefits of cutting calories significantly, and the latest study suggests that it may be beneficial for humans too. A study published in Cell Metabolism in 2018 indicated that cutting calorie intake by 15% over 2 years slows aging and may protect against disease such as cancer, diabetes, and Alzheimer's. One surefire way to stay healthy longer, one thing you can do to maximize your lifespan right now, is eat less, Sinclair says. I try to skip one meal a day, or at least make it really small. 28. Learn to cook. When you make meals at home, you save lots of money, and people who eat more home-cooked meals consume fewer calories and are less likely to be obese or develop chronic diseases than those who eat out frequently. In one study, people who cooked at home more than 5 times a week were 28% less likely to be overweight than those who cooked at home fewer than 3 times weekly. What's more, the more frequent home cooks were 47% more likely to still be alive 10 years after the study. Hang out with the right people. If you want to fix your bad habits, make sure your inner circle includes people you want to emulate, says Corley. His research shows that those struggling financially have more relationships with toxic individuals, while wealthy people surround themselves with upbeat, successful people. Corley says he launched the local business association as a way to expand his own social circle. You could also join a networking group, volunteer at a nonprofit, or seek out a mentor. 30. Make money while you sleep. If you have some cash saved up, consider investing in assets that will bring in some passive income, such as rental property or dividend stocks. Tavron Jackson, a financial advisor in Washington, D.C., invested in ATMs and placed them in popular clubs and barbershops. Every time someone uses my machine and pays a fee, $3 goes into my account, he says. I have over 30 machines, and each one has a job. One pays my phone bill, one funds my travel, and another pays my life insurance. It's an amazing feeling to have all these little workers growing my wealth. And with that, let's move over to Consumer Reports. And we'll go back to reading what we ended up last week reading, Letters to the Editor. Teen Safety Technology. New Safety Tech for Teens, CR Insights, September 2019, describes the Teen Driver Mode safety feature now incorporated in several new vehicles. I have a question regarding capping maximum speeds, how this might hinder a need to accelerate an avoidance maneuver. GM's Teen Driver Mode speed limiter function restricts the maximum speed of vehicle to 85 miles per hour. Similarly, Ford's McKee system has selectable limits of 65, 70, 75, and 80 miles per hour. Other systems from Hyundai, Kia, Lexus, and Toyota include features that alert drivers or parents when set speeds have been exceeded. Believe that these speed limits should provide plenty of acceleration even in emergency maneuver, even if emergency maneuvers are required. The buzz on electric cars. When I found your article, The Electric Car Comes of Age, to be very informative, I was shocked, pardon the pun, that it did not address the cost of actual electricity used to charge the batteries, either at home or at the remote charging stations. this most certainly should come into play in one's buying decision as whether or not an all-electric vehicle is the right choice. Editor's notes. On average, a gallon of gasoline costs about twice as much as the comparable cost to run an electric car. That's especially true if the driver can take advantage of off-peak electricity rates while charging at home. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, the national average cost of electricity is 12.6 cents per kilowatt hour. A quick scan of the site PlugShare, a mobile app with online sites that shows locations of electric chargers and the fee, shows many options, including using Connecticut as an example, from free chargers with a per-car time limit to chargers that have a flat cost or require an account with a service that charges for a fee, such as ChargePoint. I recently drove in Richmond, Virginia, which has many charms. Parking is not one of them. If cities are serious about welcoming electric vehicles, they need to have charging stations throughout their residential streets and commercial districts. Folks with garages can charge at home. Workers may be able to charge at work. To everyone else, it's a pipe dream. How many of you have stranded in traffic for up to several hours on the interstates at night, in the snow, because of an accident? Stopped in this situation, you may run out of battery power, and we're stuck in your car without heat. Now you will need a gasoline-powered vehicle to rescue you, along with the many others in the same situation. Yes, there is no energy required from the batteries on an EV when it is stopped in traffic during daylight hours, but then a gas engine can simply be turned off, therefore negating this possible advantage of the EVs. Editor's note. As our starter noted, EV ranges decrease in cold weather because running a heater uses more battery power than running air conditioning. As to being stranded on an emergency such as a hurricane, Tesla has in the past been able to unlock battery reserves in real time in order to extend the range of their cars for owners who are impacted. Helpful home maintenance. Regarding your fridge's water filter, see our insights, September 2019. We buy OEM, original equipment manufacturer, replacement filters, but we also purchase an industrial inline pre-filter that's installed between the water source and the refrigerator. We ended up with double filtration. This keeps the expensive OEM filter clean much longer, expanding its life and saves us a ton of money. Under my kitchen sink, I have a reverse osmosis water filter system that connects to a blank sink spout, as well as to my refrigerator's water dispenser and ice maker. This system eliminates the need for water filter in my refrigerator, saving me money. Good idea. What we're testing in our labs. Toaster ovens under $100. We tested 19 models. We test for how well a model bakes cookies and muffins and how well it heats lasagna, color evenness, toast, even Kleggers. And the top one for toasting is the Cuisinart Toaster Oven Broiler. It got a 66 overall score. It trades for $90. The Slim Profile Money Saver is the Black & Decker 4 Slice, which scored 66, for $33. And big enough for a 12-inch peach is the Hamilton Beach 6 Slice Toaster at $65. It also got a 66 score. Wireless and mesh routers. We tested 28 models. And before I do that, what are these mesh routers and which houses are they best for? If your home is more than 1,200 square feet or has multiple stories, a single router might not cover all areas well, says Richard Fisco, who oversees router testing at CR. If your router is older than 4 years, try a newer one, such as Synology above, and I'll mention that when we go through it, which has signal technology that is better at overcoming distance and obstacles like insulated walls. Otherwise, try a mesh set like the two above, Fisco says. Their network is comprehended to two or more routers that work in unison, which expands in reach beyond what a single router can do. All access and digital members can go to CR.org to find additional models that rate excellent for speed, a.k.a. throughput at far distances. They tested 28 models for speed, throughput at different distances, 8 to 100 feet away, how well it protects your privacy, and more. The powerful traditional router, the Synology RT2600 at $200 was the high score. It's interesting. It's a nice and flat thing, but it's got four huge antennas sticking out of it. The best performing mesh set is the Netgear Orbi AC300 at $400. The great value mesh set is the TP Deco Hole Home 3-pack at $230. Nonstick cookware sets. We tested 15 sets. We test for how well frying pans turn out pancakes on a gas range, nonstick durability, and how easily food releases from it, how way tomato sauce simmers, and more. Great cooking performances. Cuisinart Green Gourmet and Hard Analyzed, $250. Induction compatible. Swilling AJ Hendricks Motion Gray, Bed Bath & Beyond for $350. And durable nonstick coating, Pioneer Woman Vintage Speckle Walmart pieces, $90. And they all look like they're about eight pieces. Marinara sauce. They tested 35 products. Flavor and texture. We also evaluate nutrition, including calories, fat, sodium, sugars, fiber, calcium, and more. Prices are per 1/2 cup serving. Low sodium and low cost is the Silver Palette Low Sodium Marinara at 83 cents. USDA Organic, Organic Bello Organic at $1.12. And no added sugar, Cucina Acataca Garlic Marinara at $1.17 a serving. Urban style bike helmets. They actually look like combat helmets. We tested 9 models. A helmet to ability to absorb force of an impact, how air flows through the helmet during simulated rides, fit adjustment, and more. The new wave technology Bontrager Charge Wave Kit at $150. The next best with the lightweight MIPS Garnu Vichy, also at $150. And the reflective feature MIPS, the Bell Annex, at $125. Carpet cleaners. They tested 17 models. We test for how well a model removes red clay stain from carpet, how dry or wet it leaves the carpet after cleaning coverage area, cord length, weight, and more. The best overall was the Bissell Pro Heat 2X Liftoff Pet, $280. The next, the bargain price and easy to maneuver, was the Hoover Power Dash at $100. And covers more territory on a single tank was the Ruddocker Mighty Pro at $400. That looks like an industrial version rather than a home version. There are so many flavors of hummus at my supermarket. Are all of them equally healthy? Traditionally made from mashed chickpeas, tahini, sesame seed paste, lemon juice, olive oil, and spices, hummus is inherently pretty healthy stuff. It supplies protein, fiber, and healthy fats. Caramelized onion, roasted red pepper, pine nut, and spinach and artichoke can all be good choices nutritionally. When CR looked at a range of brands and flavors, we found that 2 tablespoon serving typically has about 60 calories, 1.5 to 6 grams of fat, 1 to 2 grams of fiber, and 2 grams of protein. The not-so-surprising outlier, chocolate hummus. While it still has the nutrients from chickpeas, it also has added sugar, as much as 7 grams per serving. You should, however, study the sodium content. That's where we saw the biggest difference, ranging from 75 milligrams per serving to 160 milligrams, says Helen Claus, MS at CR Nutritionist. But of those we looked at, no particular flavor was higher or lower. 2 other healthy habits. Mind the portion size and stick to fresh veggies rather than crackers or pasta to dip with. Can I use a space heater in my chilly bathroom? It's best to keep electrical appliances such as space heaters away from water sources. But we get that it's also not ideal to step out of the shower onto a frigid bathroom. So if you use a space heater, exercise caution. First, make sure your bathroom has ground fault circuit interrupter, CPGI, outlets, which all bathrooms since 1975 have been required to have. To prevent a fatal electric shock, a GCP outlet constantly monitors current flowing through a circuit and will automatically shut the power off if it detects even a small amount of stray current. To identify a CPGI outlet, look for 2 buttons that only say test and reset. It's also safest if your heater has an appliance leakage current interrupter, an ALCI plug. Chris Reagan, who oversees CR's space heater test, says that ALCI plugs also monitor and safeguard against differences in current, adding extra protection. Only 2 of the 46 space heaters on our ratings today have ALCI plug, and one of them lacks a tip-over switch, a safety feature that shuts off the heater if it gets knocked over. The DeLonghi HF3555TB at $60 has both features and performed well on our test, although its availability may be limited by the end of the year. And like many space heaters we evaluated, the area where the heat exhaust can get burning hot. So we don't advise using this model if you have small children or pets. Why does my car's engine coolant light illuminate on cold winter mornings? If your coolant light glows blue when you start your car, it's a warning that the engine isn't yet up to its optimal running temperatures. So don't push the engine hard. If you do that when it's cold, it can reduce your engine's longevity. If a yellow coolant light pops up on the winter, it's probably because your coolant level is low. Coolant contracts in colder temperatures, so even if the car's coolant level has fallen only a bit below normal, it could still trigger the system sensor, says John Ubbison, CR's chief mechanic. Add coolant to the reservoir until the fluid reaches the max cold or full cold line. Do this when the engine is cold, turned off for at least 3 hours. A red coolant temperature warning light in winter, more typically seen in warmer months, can be critical because it means the car is overheating. This is a serious problem, and the engine should be shut down immediately, Ubbison says. Have the car towed to a mechanic. Also, never unscrew the cooling system's fill cap when the engine is hot. Hot coolant can erupt and cause serious burns. In the know, the joys of a classic camera. If you bought a smartphone in the last few years, you're carrying around a good or even great camera most of the time. But our lab testing reveals that a standalone camera, even one that costs $500 or less, still produces higher quality photos than most smartphones. Phone cameras have small sensors and lenses and compress photos to save file space, says Arthur Petrick, a CR camera testing expert. A dedicated camera's larger sensor and lens capture high-quality images with fine detail. They also tend to produce better products and photos in low light and higher quality prints. Here are four camera types that can outperform the one on your phone. The Nikon D3500 at $500. It's an SLR. SLRs have large sensors, detachable lenses, and a viewfinder that lets you see the shot exactly as it was captured. Many top-rated models cost thousands, but this Nikon offers great performance for less. The mirrorless Panasonic Lumix DMG. The SLR's lightweight cousin has a digital viewfinder, but still accepts interchangeable lenses. These offer good low-light performance and, like SLRs, can capture fine detail that most phones can't. And that's $500, too. Advanced digital point-and-shoot at $500 is a Panasonic Lumix. A step up in performance and cost from basic point-and-shoots, these offer manual controls and sharper lenses. Some, like the Panasonic, can produce high-resolution photos and 4K video. And the basic digital point-and-shoot camera is the Canon PowerShot at $200. These compact single-lens cameras are inexpensive and easy to use and almost always have a better zoom lens than the phone's camera, but they are less sophisticated controls than the other cameras shown. Noise-canceling headphones. An effective pair of noise-canceling headphones can turn out loud environmental so you can travel or work in peace. But most wireless over-the-air models we've tested cost $200 to $400. Our lab tests, though, reveal a budget-friendly contender. The Monoprice below right is a picture of it, offers the same level of sound quality and active noise control, ANC, compared with well-rated Beats of Dre pair, for less than a fifth of the price. The Beats by Dre Beats Studios wireless at $350. The Mataphone is $50 and look about the same except for color. Sound quality is equal. Noise reduction is equal. 22 ANC, whatever that means, and 40 ANC off. 8 ANC on and 16 ANC off. 1.5 hours of battery life on the more expensive one. 3 hours on the cheap one. Space heaters, best for $90 or less. Some small heaters can cost well over $100, but our takers found good models that would keep you toasty for much less. The Honeywell HCE 311 for $42 scored a 71. That's the best one. The quietest contender is the Lasco 5307. I actually just bought one of those for a friend of mine whose furnace was out for a few days, and that's $50. And that was really, it's really a nice one. It rotates and everything. Professional size with 5-year warranties at Voronado SRTH, $40. Time travel for Thanksgiving. In 1948, Thanksgiving turkey is scarce and costly, CR reports. Growers trimmed their flocks because of high feed prices, so the number of holiday birds dropped about 10% from 1947. In 1958, some women don't want freezers in their homes, CR reports, but we make haste for them as a place to stash turkey leftovers after Thanksgiving. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy famously pardons a turkey, saying, "Let's keep him going." In 1967, our testers cook a wide range of prepared turkey products and are surprised to find that the most expensive one, such as roast, shrinks substantially during cooking. In 1973, Sierra went to test self-basting turkeys, which have oil or fat injected beneath the skin. Though not as good as do-it-yourself basting, they are well-liked overall. In 1987, we test these 36 frozen supermarket turkey products, including boneless rolls of turkey meat above. Our tests say the rolls are turkey most foul and best left in the grocery freezer. In 1928, we explain how to reduce fat and calories for the holiday meal. One tip, swap pecan pie for pumpkin, which has almost half the fat and adds vitamin A. And in 2019, to help cook your bird to a safe 165 degrees Fahrenheit, we recommend a thermometer above, inserted into the innermost part of the thigh and wing, and the thickest part of the breast meat. And it's the CDN ProRack kit at $70. That's more expensive than two turkeys. Making store-bought stuffing healthier. Stuffing, or dressing as it's called in parts of the South, is a favorite Thanksgiving dish. But in time, it's also Christmas too, but in time of crunch frenzy of the holiday season, preparing made-for-scratch stuffing may be one task too many. CR's food experts share their secrets for upgrading a stuffing mix into a healthier, tastier, more satisfying side without adding much prep time. Swap your broth. Some packaged stuffing packs in excess of 500 milligrams of sodium per serving. To cut back when a recipe calls for chicken broth, we suggest using a reduced-sodium version. Look for broth with labels such as 30% less sodium. Our tasters tested this on a few packaged stuffings and noted that there wasn't a big difference in flavor compared with stuffing made with regular broth. Spice, yet nice. Eileen Kutz, CR nutritionist, recommends adding fresh herbs such as oregano, sage, or thyme, and sautéed onions, which provide a flavor boost as well as a pinch of vitamins and minerals without adding sodium. Toss in veggies. Adding some extra veggies increases fiber, vitamins, and minerals, and simultaneously stretches the dish to serve more people. Try a mix of sautéed mushrooms with pecans and chives, or pair sweet potatoes with crystallized ginger and orange zest. Add a punch of crunch. Diced apples, carrots, walnuts, chestnuts, and celery are all great options for adding a satisfying, crunchy, or chewing texture to your stuffing, and give the side the texture of a homemade mix. Best ranges for baking. The performance of your range oven can mean the difference between perfect fluffy confections or unevenly baked or burnt cookies. CR continually buys and tests a wide variety of gas and electric models, and though many ranges do well on our cooking test, baking is a different story. Our baking test is tough by design. CR's experts don't rotate the pans or move them to different racks during the baking process, as recipes sometimes recommend. In order to help us identify the models that don't require a lot of fussing to get great results, ranges that earn an excellent rating in baking on our test turn out to evenly brown cookies and cakes when those are based on two racks simultaneously, says Tara Carascola, who tests cooking appliances for CR. We bake thousands of cookies and a few hundred cakes each year. The result? Only a small handful of the nearly 150 models in CR's range ratings excel in baking, an even better pair that performed with equally impressive cooktop. We've curated a list of ranges that are tops for baking without satisfying cooktop and broiler performance. LG Signature LQT at $3,240. Overall score, I guess at $3,240 it wouldn't do pretty well. The second is electronic induction, the LGS LSE 46-1 at $2,400. The electric smooth top, the Samsung NE59N66 at $990, and the GE JGS model $1,300. Recalls. Stay informed about recalls for your vehicles. Readers with membership can lease our car regularly. Listeria and leafy greens. A recent consumer report test of 284 samples of fresh greens, lettuce, spinach, and kale, found 6 samples tainted with Listeria monocotyledons, a potentially deadly bacteria. We decided to test for harmful bacteria because of several outbreaks linked to romaine lettuce and other leafy greens over the past few years. Our samples were purchased at several grocery store chains, including Acme, Costco, Hannaford, and Whole Foods. 2 of these samples were packaged with pre-washed greens, a spinach and organic spinach spring mix. The other 4 were loose heads and bunches of green kale, green leaf lettuce, and red leaf lettuce and spinach. All were purchased between June 3rd and June 19, 2019, in Connecticut, New Jersey, and New York. Though we found Listeria, we did not find other bacteria that cause foodborne illness, such as Salmonella or E. coli. in any of the 284 samples we tested. One sample that we found tainted with Listeria monocytogenes had a strain generally linked to at least two cases of Listeriosis, the illness caused by Listeria, reported to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. We did not know whether the people who got sick ate leafy greens. That product was a triple-washed Nature's Place Organic Spinach Spring Mix purchased at a Hannaford supermarket. A spokesman for the Hannaford said that it had not received any reports of illness associated with that product. In addition to contacting the companies that marketed the greens and the retailers where we purchased them, CR immediately informed the Food and Drug Administration and the CDC of our test results. In response, the FDA initiated an inspection of the plant that produced Nature's Place Organic Spinach Spring Mix. CR's study represents snapshots of the market and was not large enough to draw conclusions about the safety of specific brands or retailers. Still, the testing underscores that industry needs to improve the safety of leafy greens, and although CR says that most people continue to eat leafy greens, it's important those might be affected by Listeria, older adults, infants, and young children, anyone with a compromised immune system, and pregnant women. Carefully consider whether to eat leafy greens, including lettuce, says James E. Roger, Ph.D., Director of Food Safety Research and Testing at CR. The safest thing is to stick with greens you can cook. Listeria is killed when it's exposed to high temperatures. TriStar Magnetic Trivets. TriStar Products is recalling about 350,000 magnetic trivets because the magnets they contain can detach, posing an ingested hazard to children. When two or more magnets are swallowed, they can link together inside the intestines and clamp onto body tissues, causing intestinal obstructions, perforations, sepsis, and death. Internal injury magnets can pose serious lifelong health effects. The trivets were sold on QVC from October 2017 through October 2018 for $75 to $120 as part of a cookware set, and $10 when sold separately. Stop using the trivets and place them out of the reach of children. Call 800-718-5136 or go to TriStarProducts.com for details and free replacements. Sunbetter Awning Covers. Sunbetter is recalling about 270,000 vinyl covers for motorized awnings because if the awning covering secured with bungee tie-downs is removed, the awning can open unexpectedly with enough force to strike you if you're standing in its path and can cause a fall and death or serious injury. The covers are sold for about $100 and distributed as a promotional item as part of a package with the awnings. They were sold directly by Sunsetter through independent dealers nationwide and through Costco Wholesale between June 1999 and January 2019. Do not attempt to install the covers for the motorized awnings or remove any installed covers until you get instructions from Sunsetter. Call 844-313-0144 or go to sunsetter.com/safety-clips for details and safety instructions. Levalor Window Shades. Levalor is recalling about 30,000 two-carded custom cellular window shades because of a non-breakaway cord connector, which poses a strangulation hazard for young children. The shades were sold at Levalor dealers and online at Levalor.com from December 2018 through April 2019 for $65 to $1,125. What to do? Stop using the shades and contact Levalor at 800-752-9677. Or go to Levalor.com for details and get a free repair kit. Dorel Incline Sleepers. Dorel is recalling about 24,000 Eddie Bauer Slumber and Seath Rock and Disney Baby Doze and Dream Bassinates because infant fatalities have been reported while using other Incline sleep products. The American Academy of Pediatrics discourages the use of any Incline sleep product because they increase the risk of airway compression, suffocation, and death. The bassinets were sold at stores nationwide from November 2014 to February 2017 for about $60. Stop using the inclined sleepers and contact Dorel at 877-657-9546 or go to safetyfirst.com for a refund and a form of a $60 voucher. Product update. How to pick a great TV. There's no need to pay dog collar for a TV you'll love. With our ratings and shopping advice, you won't have to. With summer now in the rearview mirror, we're fast approaching the holiday shopping season, which this will play right in the middle of it. We can expect to find lots of high-quality TVs for sales at great prices. In 2019, those deals may look particularly attractive if you're hankering for a big television. Over the past few years, a 55-inch TV has emerged as the large screen standard for many Americans, and 65-inch sets are surging too, according to the NPD Corp., a market research firm. One reason, the average price of a 55-inch set fell 8% from last year. NPD's research shows that prices for a 65-inch set dropped even more, by 20%. These aggressive price declines are great news for shoppers. Sure, you can pay $4,000 or more for this fall for one of the first-generation 8K models, but we think it's too early to buy into that technology. Some of the top 4K TVs in our ratings are almost that expensive as well, but you'll find lots of solid choices no matter your budget. And the following pages will help you go through the shopping process, starting with proven techniques for investigating the sales of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and the rest of the holiday season. How much should you pay? It's pretty easy to spot the difference between a luxury sedan and a cheap commuter car, but things aren't so obvious with TVs. Even if you're shopping only 65-inch 4K smart TVs, a single brand may offer everything from basic sets that cost a few hundred bucks up to high-end TVs priced well over $1,000. Here, roughly, is how TVs change as you muse up a typical price ladder. The details and prices vary by brand. A basic TV. Many basic TV sets are smart TVs, but with access to only a few streaming services. You may get an IR infrared remote control, which requires line of sight to the TV rather than a Bluetooth or RF radio frequency remote, which does not. The screen probably won't have local dimming, a feature you can enhance the depth of the black levels by dividing the TV's backlight into zones that can be darkened independently. And basic TVs generally aren't going to display high dynamic range HDR content. HDR can produce brighter, more colorful, and lifelike images. Auto quality is rarely very good. Remember recommended basic tier TVs, the LG 650UM at $680 and the Samsung UN65RL at $700. Mid-tier TVs. In this range, you'll see more features such as local dimming described above. The smart TV system may have access to more streaming services and more intuitive on-screen navigation. And you may get an enhanced remote control with voice capability. Lots of mid-tier sets support voice-enabled digital assistants, such as Amazon Alexa and Google Assistant. And because they can hit higher brightness levels, these TVs may deliver a more effective HDR experience. Auto quality is all over the map at this level, from top-notch to just passable. Recommended mid-tier TVs, the LG 655 at $1,100 and the Sony XBR at $1,130. Flagship TVs. These are the priciest models in a company's lineup, as in lower-priced tiers. Most high-end TV screens are LCDs, but the flagship versions will have a full-array LED backlights spread across the entire TV. The greater number of dimmable zones allows the darkest part of a picture to look nearly black. This technology doesn't apply to OLED TVs, which top our ratings, where every pixel can be dimmed independently to create very deep black levels. Flagship TVs may have better audio systems and support Dolby Atmos, which creates an immersive sound experience by adding an element of height. These sets typically earn the highest scores from CR on a number of features. The LG OLED 65 at $2,800 or the Samsung QN65 at $2,800. What's this? Everybody seems to use number 65. The new model name game. If you're shopping in a warehouse club at BJ's or Costco, you may stumble across sets from LG and Samsung that look remarkably similar to others you've seen at Best Buy, but with slightly different model numbers. It's not unusual. Model names for essentially the same TV can vary from one retailer to the next. This one TV but many names phenomenon ramps up in the fall when TV makers start pumping out so-called derivative sets based on models introduced earlier in the year. The TVs usually have lower prices and may have different features, such as a simply remote control or a smaller number of HDMI ports. The naming confusion makes it hard on shoppers looking to compare prices. If a store is the only one selling a TV with a particular model name, you can't come in with an ad for that exact TV from a different store. That makes it harder to negotiate on price, although it never hurts to try. Often sets with similar model names perform equally well. We don't test all the derivative models on the market, but we do bring a number of near twins into the lab. For example, one 55-inch derivative set we tested last year cost about $170 less than the model it was based on, and the price was the only significant difference. The lesson? Don't be afraid to buy the near clone of a highly rated TV if it has the features you want at a great price. Sign up for store loyalty programs. They often offer... Let me go back here real quick. Holiday shopping tips. Beware of specials. Black Friday doorbuster specials available in limited quantities, often from lesser-known brands, are designed to get you into a store so the realtor can sell you a price or TV. Get Black Friday briefings. Routinely hold a report on TV sales on CR.org and CR's online price and shop displays. Current TV price on Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, and other retailers. In our surveys, members say they have good experiences shopping for electronics, both online and in physical stores. Download some apps. When you're in a store, mobile apps such as BuyVia, ShopKick, ShopSavvy, and ShopPopular let you scan barcodes or QR codes to compare prices, get discounts, and store coupons. Done shopping, delete apps you don't use and help protect your privacy. Sign up for store loyalty programs. They often offer promotions and let members earn rewards. Embrace social media. Big retailers' Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter accounts can alert you to exclusive sales and discounts. Check stores' policies. Many retailers have a price match policy. If you buy a TV, then find it on sale for less at the same retailer or elsewhere within a specified period of 2 weeks. Often 2 weeks, you can get a refund on the difference, but these policies may be suspended around Black Friday. Avoid pricey accessories. Don't blow an awesome TV deal by overpaying for an HDMI cable. Just buy one from an online retailer. Consider a derivative TV. A number of low-priced TVs are made specifically for Black Friday, sometimes for specific retailers. These sets can be a great value. Well, there are six types of smart TVs that will probably come with your new set. We don't have time to go into all the details, but I will list them. Amazon Fire TV Edition, Android TV, Roku TV, SmartCast, Tizen, WebOS. All of these are available usually on the new sets that you'll buy, and they offer you the opportunity to go into those systems and re-access different things. And with that, we've just about run out of time for today's episode of Reader's Digest and Consumer Reports. Be sure to listen in next time. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments, if you haven't been to our website, please go and check it out. It's totally different now. It's a lot easier to use, a lot more information and details on it. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. I'm Jim Cronin, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long until next time, and thanks so very much for listening.